What's your personal approach to research-based learning?
I think it's excellent, and I think we should do far more of it. But it's risky for my students, and it's risky for academics. And it actually takes an awful lot of time. Because I've been very involved with this research-based learning project, and it's wonderful, but it has taken us a long time to redesign the curriculum, to redesign the module, to actually put in a space for our students to do the research and to deliver the research that they are doing. And it seems obvious on the face of it that allowing students time within the curriculum can make your life easier. But actually, it's not a lot more work as an academic to do that. So I mean, it's been extremely rewarding, and I would like to work through the other modules I'm involved in similar kind of ways. But it's a lot of work.
So, how about the risks that are involved for students?
Well, partly it's because we don't do enough of it at an early enough stage, I think. And so it's a pattern that they are not accustomed to early on in their academic career. Certainly, mainstream education in the UK doesn't encourage it because it's so quantum focused. So they come to us adding, I teach a lot of first years, so I get to see what they are like. So they come to us, having done their A-levels, expecting that that their degree is going to be a continuation of that. And they don't necessarily take to this sort of critical, analytical perspective very easily. And they have to be encouraged into it. They don't feel confident in respect of the skills that they have. So they feel like they need to do a lot of work in terms of getting themselves to a position where they feel comfortable with doing that kind of work. And that's not necessarily to say that they don't have the skills, but they just don't think they do. And it's a great deal of investment for them to do research-based learning in terms of time, and so they want it to be linked to assessments. But if it's linked to assessments, then it is linked to their degree outcomes, and of course that's, you know, absolutely top on their agenda. They need to live with the 2-1, or otherwise they feel there's no point of them having been at university. So on the one hand, it's risky because they are underconfident, and on the other hand, it's risky because it might affect their degree. And it's more comfortable for all of us to sort of plug along the traditional path of assessed essays and exams and two class essays during the term. That's the easy part for all of us.